Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now.
I love that. I can't wait to hear why.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, is that what you're saying? I didn't know that.
Can't hurt you now.
I thought it was something with energy all these years.
Anyway, I guess you take it from here to begin our chat show.
Hello, hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Heal Squad. I'm your friend, Maria Menounos. And here is Kevin Undergaro, along with a special appearance by Maximus, our massive German Shepherd, who's laying here on the floor of my office as Kevin and I decided to just sit on my office couch and do an episode today.
Yeah, I guess it's a backyard breakthrough inside.
Office edition?
Well, yes, office edition because it's so hot.
Okay, so can I ask you why you opened with Natalie Merchant and 10,000 Maniacs?
Hey, listen, it's a Monday morning.
It's Monday morning.
And you know what? Didn't that make you feel good to hear that?
Yes.
And they can't hurt you now. Look at that. By the way, Bruce Springsteen wrote this.
Did he really?
Yeah, and a lot of people have covered it.
Wow.
But I love her version.
It's a fun song to sing.
Look at that. We've got some brass. Look at that. We've got some strings going in the back.
That singing is really good for your vagus nerve.
Yes, I do. Tell us about it. Remind us.
If you want to tickle your vagus nerve, Dr. Frank Lipman told us on an episode long ago that the vagus nerve is the nerve that goes from your brain down to your gut. And it's good to tickle it. And the ways you can tickle it is by singing. So now every time I sing in the car, in the shower, or even just now opening in the show, I'm like, oh, I'm making my vagus nerve do good things.
But then there's something attached to that. When you tickle the vagus nerve, doesn't it change your mood or increase your endorphins? There's something to it.
I just know it's really good for you.
It is good for, yeah,
it's good for your gut. It's
right?
Like the gut connection.
So we should probably explore that.
Yeah. And cold showers too.
Maybe on the act break.
Yeah, we can do some homework.
I can just explore it.
Friends, glad to be back with you on this Monday morning. As Kevin said, back in the saddle. It is fall, and we are
technically it's summer.
It is
right. Yeah, I don't think till like the 21st summer officially ends.
I always just look at September. Like,
well, of course, we all do. It's the back to school mentality,
yeah.
But. You know, so, and I don't know what I guess it's still warm on the East Coast. It's certainly
really warm.
Sweltering here.
Well, the Patriots game yesterday was 71 degrees.
Yeah.
And
nice day
raining.
And
warm.
Raining. Yes, and raining.
They didn't win, but that's okay. That's a side note. But it's funny, last chat show we talked about making the fall and back to school time kind of your reset to start anew rather than waiting for New Year's to come and have resolutions and new goals.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but
no, we're going to do that too.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, we've had the summer. Summer's
fading.
We've
had the what?
We've had the summer. Now it's fading. It's time to really look at what we want to do in this next season of our lives and this year. And so we talked a little bit about that in the last episode, but I realized I wanted to take it a step further. And I said to Kevin the other day, I said, we need to sit down. Well, one thing I wanted to do is I really wanted to sit down because I think having empathy for ourselves, we talked about in the last episode, and for things that we've gone through, like I think sometimes that I'm being lame, I'm not working hard enough, and I get so down on myself sometimes. And I was talking about having empathy for ourselves and really honoring what we've gone through in our lives, especially if you're older, no matter what, yeah. I'm 45. There's no way you're going to reach 45 and not have had some stuff happen in life.
Well, but even if you're younger, Maria, if you go back to, you know, I know you went to more of an art college, but, you know, you're young and you put your body through hell for finals, let's say, or you had a really hard semester. I mean, mm-hmm. So I think everybody has it. And with you, you know, you've said to me, I just don't know why I'm so tired. And what is my response to you?
I don't know why you wouldn't be tired.
I don't even know why you wouldn't be tired.
So one of the solutions that I've come up with, because I think you guys know that I love solutions. One of my solutions that I came up with was a timeline for empathy. So
can I just back up a little bit, Maria? Because mm-hmm. to find what the problem is I see with us and with you. And so Maria doesn't see how hard she's worked. I mean, one brain tumor operation, that might be enough for a lifetime, especially at your age. But then it's your brain tumor operation, your mother's brain tumor operation, your mother passing on. Then it's all of COVID, keeping both parents alive in different hospitals. How we did it, I don't know. We renovated a couple of houses. And then, oh, I don't know, you got a pancreatic tumor and had to have three different surgeons work on you. You know, so in all of that, that's why I'll say to Maria, like, why? I don't understand how you wouldn't be tired, but because you are so used to get up and fight, get up or take it on the chin, that I think you don't. That's why you don't have the empathy for yourself and what you've been through. Where you go, you can say, hey, I've been through the ringer. I need a break and I need to be good to my body right now. I need to rest. You know, so that's where you came up with this idea for a timeline, which I think is genius.
Yeah. So I said, I think we need to write a timeline for empathy. And so we're sitting in my office right now.
A timeline for empathy for yourself.
Yes. So we're sitting in my office right now. And as I stare at this wall, I have a wall of accomplishments. They're photos that are framed. And Kevin made me put this up in my office because he said...
No, wait a second. Let's back up. I put them up. I could never make you because you were against it.
Yeah. So he was like, I don't like hanging stuff of myself up. I feel like it's so vain. And, you know, you go into celebrity homes and their faces are plastered all over
the walls. It's usually the ones that are very self-assured. Yeah. I know there's an insecurity attached to some of it too, but some of them, you see, Maria, they know how to be treated.
Yeah, no, I know.
They engage deeply in self-care practices. They think very highly of themselves, and they should.
Yeah.
But my idea was, you know, especially when you were sick, is I need to put all these things up to remind you of who you are, what you've done, and what you've accomplished. And I think it's super important.
So, friends, I'm looking at a wall. You see the cover of so many different magazines, Women's Health, Self, Health. You see New York Times best-selling author, number 3 on the bestseller list.
Hustler, Penthouse.
Honey, shut up.
Oh, sorry.
That's not true.
Okay.
You see, you know, WrestleMania. You see different, interviewing the Obama family, Dancing with the Stars. You see all these things. And it's meant to remind me, like Kevin said, of the things I've done and to try to own my worth and my value, because it's so hard for at least our generation. We grew up that was like cocky. and owning, you know, your value and all of that is just, was really hard, I think, for me and for us. And so as you're, you know, unwinding some of this stuff, and we talked a little bit about that as well last week, we got to unwind a little bit of that. And so the timeline for empathy is similar to this. I forget what I've done and what I've accomplished. First of all, I did so much in a very kind of, you know, finite time. Like, it wasn't like, you know, I guess it was.
Well, it seems like finite because it's gone so fast.
Yeah.
And because we work so many hours, we never smell the roses, so to speak. But when you really look back, Maria, it's been almost unprecedented 20-year run, which in our business, you know, for a female, it's unheard of.
So similar to not really understanding that. And if you are listening to this and you've accomplished stuff in your life, you might even forget what you've accomplished. Mm-hmm. And that's all the way from, you know, whether it's graduating at the top of your class or, you know, getting that big promotion after promotion, whatever it is, starting your own business.
I know a single mom.
Being a mom who, like Violetta, raised four kids. Our housekeeper, who's our second mom, raised four kids on her own, and they're amazing. And I'm like, I tell her all the time, you're a superhero to me. And I truly mean it. Yeah. And so whatever it is, you've got to look back and you got to own it. Even Violetta, she doesn't really see it.
No, she just...
I have to tell her.
Presses on.
Yeah. Dad, you came to this country, and him and Violetta, like both, they came to this country, they didn't know the language, they didn't have any money, they didn't have any connections, and look at what they did.
Yeah.
If you and I moved to China right now, we'd be turtles on our backs.
Yeah,
it'd be so freaking hard.
No.
And I don't know if we'd have the resilience. I know we would, but at the same time, it's really hard. So whatever it is you've accomplished in your life, you have to feel it and you have to own it. Go ahead, honey.
And like what I was going to say is I have a friend who's always down on herself about her finances, but yet the her kids graduating college, I'm like, you did it.
Yeah.
Now you did it. You know, so just they're anyone listening to this, by the way, means you've had some kind of means to get a phone, to be able to listen to a podcast, whatever. You certainly have things in your life you've accomplished and things that you can celebrate and kind of pat yourself on the back for.
Or if you're on the journey and you're just kind of like getting started, this is like your call to action to really celebrate the wins and really feel them. You know, it was when we were at Derek and Haley's, or I was at Derek and Haley's wedding. Derek Huff, my dance partner, got married recently. I pulled them aside and I said, guys, I know you're leaving here. You're going on honeymoon. After your honeymoon, you're going right on tour. Like, you guys have so much happening. Please just soak this in and don't think about tomorrow and the next day, because we all move at such lightning speed. We don't feel the things, and then you can't own them. So back to the timeline for empathy. Should we take a quick break and then we go into timeline?
Yeah, because we'll flip it, because the timeline's not just about your accomplishments. It's about also the things you've survived
and
endured.
Exactly.
So yes, we will take a short break. Bobo has now joined the show. So we've got Bobo and Max in studio. Welcome, boys.
Yes.
By the way, they've been great little brothers, haven't they been? Or big brothers
and
to
Bobo
Athena.
Bobo has his big pink toy.
Yeah.
He's very happy on my lap.
Yeah.
It.
Bobo being pushed to middle child has been a little bit challenging, but needless to say, we're getting there. Okay. Maria?
We'll be right back.
Happy Monday. We'll be right back.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier, and to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there, this little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
I love this song too.
Six o'clock on Eddie is just in the middle of a dream.
Oh, she's so good.
I was kissing Valentino by just a blue Italian stream. But it can't be late, and I guess I just won't get paid.
What a great version.
These are the days when you wish your bed was already made. It's just another manic Monday.
Oh, Susanna Hoffs.
Oh,
isn't she amazing?
Yeah.
You should follow her on Instagram. Incredible. She's just timeless.
Just another manic Monday.
From the Bengals. Well, we're back on the Heal Squad.
If I had an airplane, I still couldn't make it on time.
Bobo threw his toy on it.
Back with you guys on this Manic Monday. Hope it's not a Manic Monday for you. Before we get into the timeline for empathy, I did want to let you guys know about Patreon. If you have not joined Patreon, we have a lot we're doing over there. We're going to start doing Q&As with me, where you guys can ask me anything. Athena was just a part of the last Patreon. I don't know if you guys have kind of caught on, but I'm not really showing Athena on Instagram, like her face technically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying really hard, guys. It's so hard. But I think I have it in me before she gets a little older to just do one photo of her smiling, because we took a picture of me, her, and Kev laying in bed, and she's got the biggest smile, and she's touching both of our faces, and it might be the most, like, adorable photo
ever. I think it's the coolest picture I've ever seen in my life of me personally when I look at pictures.
We're just... also
she's
happy
just got
in
this
it.
Grin with your two hands under our chins.
It's the cutest thing ever. And so I might post it and be like, okay, you guys have never seen her smile, because she was in on the cover of Us magazine and in the magazine, but that photo shoot was done at a time that was very hot out. It was July.
Yeah, that was a mistake. We weren't thinking that one through.
And her eyes were closed, so I might just give everybody one. But long story short, I'm really trying to shield her from social. We're just showing her from the side or behind.
Yeah.
But because the Patreon community is so our family and we're all so intimate there, I felt really great about bringing her on. So everyone got to see her in this last Patreon that we did.
And I think Riz is going to be doing the show. He is the channeler.
Yes.
Psychic channeler. He's going to be doing the next one. Yeah. So it's like with the Patreon, you don't only get commercial free content because, you know, we run a lot of ads to pay for all this, but you also have some healers and world leading experts that you just don't have access to. Mm-hmm. Even if you did, the amount of money these people charge, my goodness, but they're our friends and they come in and they donate their time. And, you know, people who are part of Patreon have said how much they love it, how much it's helped them, how much they heal. And it really is a community. Like, we all do.
Yeah.
And I say we because I
feel
like...
We love each other. I know everybody's names. Like, we get to see each other on Zoom once a month. It's so fun.
It's really nice. And I think, Marianne, if you can be available for Q&As, that's going to help a lot, too.
I think that'll be cool. We have done them in the past.
Yeah.
We just haven't done one in a little while because,
again,
obviously, I was dealing with some health stuff.
A couple of things.
But anyhow, wanted to just give you guys a little reminder for this kind of fall season. We do have an amazing person every month in there that you have access to live. And Riz is going to be coming up. He's a channeler who channels, you know, from the other side. He did a great episode with us recently. So join us there. You can click the link on our Instagram at Heal Squad to get right to it and join. I think it's $10 a month. You get ad-free shows. You get the Heal event every month. You get the library of Heal events and so much more community. And so with that, funny enough, because we also mentioned ads, I've been wanting to do this, Kev. I really feel like we need to do a water episode. I've been seeing so much on social media about water and how all these waters are bad for you, even the ones you think are good for you. And that AquaTrue, it's this water filtration system that Dr. Allison told me to buy, and I did, and we have in the kitchen, is really like the way to go. So I'm doing a lot of research, and we love this AquaTrue water filter because all these water bottles are plastic, mm-hmm. and they're all left in heat at some place, whether it's on the delivery trucks, on the pallets outside. And then as that gets heated, whether it's in your car or on these pallets going somewhere, these little things get released in the plastic, go into the water. It's just not good for us. So long story short, I want to go after AquaTrue for a partnership because maybe we can get them to do a giveaway. I always want to get these brands to do giveaways for you guys and discounts and stuff like that. But I really think the biggest thing is education. And I want us to really be educated on water. So that's going to be one of my, I'm putting it down right now, actually, water episode, Natasha. I'm going to talk to her about it. It's just something that's been in my head lately because you just want to know what's the right thing to do. And I don't want to be buying this water thinking it's good.
I mean, I'm
sometimes
so...
Sometimes you need bottles.
I'm so antiquated that your dad was the one who said to me, Kevin, you don't want... You got to look at the label. You don't want filtered water. You want spring water.
Yeah.
I never even knew the difference.
But also some of them have sodium.
And then everything
when
you're
you
saying...
sodium, that just makes you more thirsty. I don't know. There's so many things to it. I'm going to find an expert and I'm going to have them come on.
You know what my mother would
but
say.
But I feel safest with the AquaTrue filter. What would she say?
Oh, today everything is unhealthy. That's why I don't even bother.
I know, but...
No, that's not... Kathy, now, please. That's not the right way to be.
Yeah. We don't need to go extreme, but it's like if I walk into a gas station because I'm thirsty, I want to know what I'm dealing
with.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what's the best thing to do? So...
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Anyhow, you guys know that with the sponsors and the partners on the show, I'm the one kind of calling them up with my team being like, we are a big fan of you. You come on board and be on our team. So that's something I'm going to be doing. Meanwhile, timeline for empathy. So I came up with this idea at the beach. I think it was after a meditation. Thank you, Dr. Joe. I'm back on my meditations a couple days now. It's feeling good. I'm having really great breakthroughs after I have my meditations.
And you talked about this in the newsletter, Marie, and I don't want to divert you, but I think this is really helpful. What you focus on in your meditations is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us?
So when I'm meditating, I'm always focusing on what I want. And Dr. Joe in his morning meditation really cues you to focus on what you're basically trying to manifest. And for me, I'm manifesting full healing in my body. And I see myself with like a cape on, like a superhero cape that just says healed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm focusing on, of course, Athena being healthy and all of us.
But generically speaking.
And then I'm focusing on having a level of success that will afford me the things that I want most. Like I want.
Well, that was the key. So that's when I read your newsletter, which really struck me was you're focusing on what you want.
Yes. You have to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. So one
that's
of the
really
things
important,
that
though,
I, though I haven't been in my meditation flow until recently, one thing I have been doing for a while in anticipation of getting back on track, I was like, okay, surgery, I really fought through and I did my meditations. And then at some point I had to kind of give in and then the baby. And so now I'm getting back on track. But one of the things I did in the interim, and you can do if you don't have time to meditate right now, is really just anytime a bad thought comes in, throw it out and say, don't want that. What do I want? And just start dreaming, guys. Dream it. Feel it like it's already happening. That's how you really manifest. And so I'm dreaming and I'm feeling it. And then I come out of it. And now I'm just in this flow. I'm in this energy state.
So many great ideas you have.
And Kevin's always like, oh my God. See, and you can tell.
Absolutely. Because your mind's in a state of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But going back, Maria, like first of all, like Ida Kendall says, my therapist, she literally visualizes a cancel button when she has the negative thoughts to you know, retrain her brain
like
for a new neural pathway. But I think there's really something to be said about focusing on what you want. But the other key thing, and you said it really quickly, I just want people to hear it, especially a lot of my female friends, don't focus on what you don't want, because that's what I usually see. I don't want to get sick.
More.
I don't want my kids to get sick. I don't want my kids to get in trouble. I don't want to end up poor. I don't want, right, Maria?
Mm-hmm.
And then what you've told me is that you end up manifesting that stuff.
We're magnets. We're magnets. So think about what you want your magnet to attract. And so that's why you want to not think about the things you don't want. But it's going to happen. Trust me. All day I'm swatting horrible thoughts.
Swatting. Yeah. Cancel button.
I am. She has a cancel button.
You've
I'm like a catcher and a swatter.
I like it.
I catch. I swat. So I'm swatting the most hideous things in my head, guys. And And I'm horrified sometimes of the things that come into my brain.
Yeah, me too.
And I admit that because I want everybody to know, like, every therapist says it's normal.
Yeah.
There's another one too to do. Those are shadow sides, right?
Yes. And there's another thing you can do too, Maria, that I use is shh.
Yeah.
I literally, you'll hear me sometimes, maybe like, who are you talking to? My inner voice.
Yeah.
That's saying all these bad things.
I'm like, I could just create horrible scenarios. Horrible. I'm walking with Athena on the beach and I'm like, is he coming to get us? That guy over there? And then I have to say, no, that's not what I want. What do I want? And then I just kind of like, no, I want to cruise right past him. I want everything to be great. I want us to have an amazing day. Oh my gosh, I want to just have, and I shift. So just know, like, we're going to have bad thoughts.
Right.
And a lot of us are going to have a lot of, like, scary thoughts, but we just have to shift out of them. So I'm always focusing on what I want, or at least trying to get to that after, you know, what I don't want comes in. So the meditating's been great, but after meditating these last couple of days, that's where this timeline for empathy came up. So at this point, I thought I would have been further in the process, but I wasn't. And I'm going to have empathy for that so that I could have told you guys more. But what I did get done in my office, aka the beach, on my beach chair, solo on the beach, I did my timeline for empathy and I wrote down everything since birth, like a linear timeline, like 1978, born, 1980, swallowed a bottle of grape chewable Tylenol, ended up in the hospital. Mom had to leave me overnight alone because my dad was so sick with diabetes. She had to pick the lesser of the two. She knew I was in safe hands. Nothing was going to happen to me in the hospital, but my dad could have died alone at home. So there was, you know, and we had my little brother too. So she had a newborn at the house. So, but that's traumatizing to be left alone in a hospital so young.
Absolutely.
And by the way, I've had so much trauma around that.
See, and so this timeline not only gives you empathy for yourself, but it's also very revealing, right? You know better, you do better. So with that awareness, now you start seeing some of the decisions and reactions you have now based on what you went through during this timeline.
Yeah, it's also going to be really great for a future book. It's going to be great for therapy. Sometimes, like when I did EMDR with Tammy Valicenti, who's been on the show multiple times, is amazing. I made a list of everything, all the traumas. But this timeline for empathy initially was just so that I could see it, right? Like sometimes you have to see the whole thing to really feel it. And at this point, I've just written it down. I'm going to actually put it on cardboard with markers so I could just see it like in a line, like you would see a real timeline. But it was amazing how much I forgot.
Tell me.
I forgot almost dying in a hospital in France and being left there by my job, my company, because everyone wanted to go on their vacation to Saint-Tropez and I'm stuck in a hospital.
Which you understand is awesome because Saint-Tropez is amazing. So leave a 22-year-old to die in a hospital. That's cool.
Yeah.
106-degree. Yeah, never mind. Fever. I digress. This is not Regular Guy Friday.
Yeah,
I'm sitting in business class. I want to behave.
By the way, and it's funny, as I did the timeline, Kev.
Yeah.
Bobo, stop. As I did the timeline, I forgot some major stuff that, you know, family stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, how interesting that that's buried. Where other things were more prominent. Some of my biggest
traumas. What do you mean
traumas,
by that? Can you go into depth on that?
Some of my biggest traumas I minimized.
Maria, since I've known you, all of your biggest traumas you've minimized.
Yeah, no, but I really, like, Kev, think of like my two worst traumas. One of them I forgot to even include.
Okay.
And the other one was just kind of glazed over. And I just think that's so revealing too.
I think when you grow up in a chaotic household, you just think that that's all normal. And so that's why it's just normal to get abused at job. They deal with toxic situations. It's normal. It's normal for, brain tumor. Okay, yeah, just take it out and I'll be back to work in a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So again, some of it's good, right? Because you do have a strength and a resilience. But anything taken to extreme, not so good.
So the timeline for empathy, I think, is something that I would highly recommend for all of you who are in that bucket, or even if you're not in the bucket and you don't even realize it. But for me, even though consciously I know I am doing everything that I can, and I've gone through a lot, especially this year, I have a hard time staying consistent with empathy for myself. Mm-hmm. Where, like, I'll turn to Kevin and I'll just say, I feel like I'm being so lame. I feel like I'm lazy now. I feel like I'm not doing enough.
Now, by the way, you've told everyone forever that I live with my ice skating coach. Have I ever said to you, you're lame and you need to kick it in gear? But I would.
Yeah, you would.
That's the thing. If anyone would, it would be me. And I'm like, you're good.
I think a lot of us feel like that.
Yeah,
and that's why we overdo so much.
Yeah.
That's why in the last episode I talked about unwinding. Like, let's take stock of our lives. Let's see what we're doing and what can we take out of our schedule for this next season so that we can actually enjoy it. Guys, we don't know what's around the corner. You don't know what's around the corner. And like I said before, and I'll say it a million times, I've been on that corner where I'm like, oh, life was great yesterday. And now we've hit the skids. Like, now is, oh my God, this is do or die. And so...
Well, I'd like to see you be a little less regimented and a little bit more spontaneous, because I've said this before and I've said this many times, if not now, when? Yeah. You're going to look back and say, wait, I had the time, I had the minute, and I didn't take advantage of it. So
I think a lot of us don't, Kev, because we feel lame. We feel like we're not doing enough.
Yeah.
And the key, the problem is
guilt.
We're doing too much as women generally. And so that's why I thought, let's see what we're doing, see what we can take out, and have a little empathy for ourselves and love ourselves. And now if you do the timeline for empathy, you'll at least feel like, yeah, I deserve this. And then my new thing is follow it with your vision board. So we went to Walmart this weekend.
Walmart.
And we bought, I used to make my vision boards on big cardboard. And then I would get too embarrassed to have it out because I don't want people seeing my, innermost desires. I don't know. Something about it is like so vulnerable for me. I found these little tri-folding ones, almost the size of a laptop. And Kevin and I are going to do them this weekend when we go back to the beach.
With our macas.
And focus on what we want in this next chapter. Because if I pull out, I'll pull out my vision.
So while you're pulling that out, Maria, I did one, cynical Kev. I did one years ago. And then just in the renovations and things like that, it just perished. And plus, I was so beat up and exhausted after all of the places you worked at that I just didn't want to look at any of them. I'm like, none of this is all baloney. And then, I look back, everything on that came true. It
happens
was like,
all the time.
I wanted long life for the babies. And I had basically pictures of, three little doggies, which was Winnie and Baby and Benny. And I got that. I wanted a house renovated and I did that. And it was just so many things I wanted to do happened and are happening. So definitely I'm a believer. I'm a Justin believer now.
Yeah.
In it for sure. And anything that moves the needle. But your stuff has always happened.
Yeah. They're all, not all of them, because there's some stuff that I think I don't believe enough could happen. And that's the block. So they say to manifest what you really want, you have to have the desire match up consistently with the belief that it's possible. So sometimes
I get sad that your desire has been beaten down by external forces. I know it's not RGF, and I don't want to get sent back to Economy Plus, but I will say by maggots, if I may say so. And it really makes me sad because I have seen your desire wane. Now, some of it may be from the fact that you've been doing this successful for so long. You've now been famous longer than you've been alive, Maria. So, you may have been like, been there, done that, and the dream may have changed. And then I'm okay with it. But if it's because of those other things that really, I take that really to heart,
I think they definitely tuckered me out. It's so hard because it is, I've definitely been there and done that. But at the same time, I'm still so fresh in my mind and heart. Mm. And then at the same time, I'm exhausted and beaten. And I think a lot of people understand that feeling of just getting beaten down, being told your shit. And by the way, guys, I've been told I was a terrible interviewer when people were paying me. You don't want to know.
I'm looking at our most historic election, the election of the first election of President Obama, and ABC called your interview the pivotal reason he got elected. And then to be told you can't interview by a local news producer, no less.
Yeah. So it's like if you think the road was paved with, you know, compliments, I've actually just really had to suck up a lot along the way. Mm-hmm. But just like, you know, anyone else, we just got to keep moving forward. A lot of people, you know, decide not to. And I would have quit if it wasn't for you.
Yeah, I know.
100%, by the way, might have quit life too at certain points. Yeah. That's how challenging it was. And, you know, part of that's on me. I didn't have enough coping skills. I didn't have boundaries. I didn't have those tools, which is why I do this show, which is why I'm so passionate about what we do, because, you know, it's not like we're born and here's the toolkit for life. You know, born, you're taught to achieve, you're taught to.
Yeah. You know, and if our parents don't really have the means, it's really hard.
That's not easy. So
to teach us all those things, you know,
we have to learn it along the way, and we have to learn it later, and we got to skin our knees and, you know, get a couple black eyes, like whatever it is. But I think,
here's the thing is what I will say is you're still standing and you're standing, you look better, knock on wood, your health has never been better. And, so thank God you came out of it.
Minus a hernia, guys. I might need surgery again. Could you just die?
Well, there's got to be a reason for
it. Oh, my Lord.
There's got to be a reason for it.
Yeah. But you know, I'll tell you, I'm super proud, and we're going to really talk about this more as episodes go. I'm super proud of what we get to do on this show and everything that I'm learning on it and how I've grown in terms of, you know, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health. And I hope you guys feel the same. And by the way, we want to hear from you. Please share it with us, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, reviews, Instagram posts, email, wherever. Find us and let us know.
The Patreon ones I always read to you, Maria.
Yeah, they're very, very inspiring. But I'm right there with you guys because I need this show and I need all these experts. And yes, I know a lot because I've been doing a lot too, but we all need help wherever we're at. Even the top experts are getting help. But I'll say it was funny being at the beach this weekend. It kind of hit me as Kevin was taking pictures of me and Athena. I was like, honey, being the CEO of your health is such a big part of like my life and message. And here's Athena already grounding in the sand or in the grass every day.
My little
getting
tad.
Her circadian rhythm on point.
Yeah.
She started cold plunging in the ocean this weekend. She was just like, what is this? She had this like confused look, but she loved it. Ugh. And getting her vitamin D. And it just makes me so happy to know that I'm living my healthiest life because of Heal Squad. And I'm getting to teach her that. And I'm hoping there'll be a ripple effect that we can create with that. So,
what do you think, Maria? You think we got enough in for this Monday?
I think we got a lot in for this Monday. Monday. Doesn't Kevin curate the best music?
Taking you back to 1966, the year I was born. Mamas and the Papas, the great Mama Cass. Look at her. You know, by the way, I've shown you Mama Cass's work before, Maria.
You're going to talk over the music. You got to lower it a little, honey.
Add the mic up to my voice. See, I know what I'm doing. I'm a DJ. Did I tell you that?
Such a good song.
I'm a doctor.
You're a really DJ. Good DJ.
Thank you very much.
You're a really nice person,
but listen, Mama Cass, plus size. And you know what she had to do to beg and beg and beg to get into this band? Michelle Phillips obviously has this pretty voice, but wasn't the level of talent at all. And sure enough, they finally let her into the band, Mama Cass. And then her single, when she did a solo career, went to the top, and then unfortunately she died. But she was the talent, and everyone overlooked her. And she ended up being the biggest talent on the show.
Love up to Mama Cass.
Every other day.
Every other day.
Love you guys. Be nice people. Make good choices. And be present.
Now do I have to go back to Economy Plus?
You're going to Economy Plus. What? If you guys don't listen to RGF, you don't know what Economy Plus is. You got to listen. RGF.
It's our Friday show. It's a little off brand. That's all I'll say.
It's the end of the school week and you get to have fun.
Yeah. That's kind of what we think.
Love you guys. Have a great day. Make it a great day.
And you would still be here with me. Every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah.
Whatever Monday comes.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Hey, Heal Squad, we have been on quite the journey together, and we're hearing from so many of you just how much this show is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. We love, love, love it, and we just ask that you don't keep it to yourself. Spread the message and share the show or your favorite episode with your friends, and if you want to help us even more, you can leave us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and follow us on Instagram at Heal Squad. You can also DM us anytime because we love connecting with you. And finally, you can also join us on Patreon for our monthly live heal events with world-class healers and ad-free episodes exclusive only to Patreon and our Super Heal Squad for as little as $10 a month. So go to patreon.com/healsquad to join. Getting better isn't easy, friends, but as I say all the time, it's a whole lot easier if we can do it together. We love you all so much, and we love doing this thing called life with you.